I'm with Dave Mayhew, and we've just lost 1-0 at home to Banbury United, who remain top of the table. Some of the Banbury fans have said to me that they got away with that.
And then the manager, Mike Ford, who I know well, said, I know it's no consolation, but he said that is the hardest game we've had this season. So that's all recently. So, you know, that's all good. I think me and Steve said before the game, you know, the Taunton game, I felt that we were beaten in all departments. And, part of football is losing games, but it's the manner of what you lose it. And I said, I don't mind you losing games, but it's how you lose it. And, you know, if you're going to lose it, that is the way you lose it. By having a go, we had four or five chances first half, two or three second half, and we've given them a right go. And, like, there's a few lads that have come off there absolutely knackered. That's how they've got to be every week. Not every team will play like them, but you've got to go and chase and close down when players play different systems. So the bar's been set, and considering all the options we had striking-wise, I thought we'd done really well. And it's only after my Ollie missed that chance that we'd sort of lost a little bit of momentum. But we'll learn from that. And good signs, and, you know, we've shown that we can compete with the best, because they are in form at the minute, Banbury.
I thought we competed right from the word go.
Yeah.
Your boy came on for his debut.
Yeah.
Harry didn't score after about, whatever it was, a minute being on the pitch. I've got no idea. Did you see it?
Yeah, saw it. From our angle, the keeper saved it. And, you know, whether he had a big gap, we don't know, because we haven't seen it. But, you know, he's obviously at the start of his career. But all the lads put a shift in today, and that was the pleasing thing. And, you know, we've got to go and do that again Tuesday and do that again next week, because, you know, Liam Minnell's out for the next three games, and obviously Josh Sharma's out for a while. So we got what we got with the striker-wise situation at the moment. But that was encouraging today, and, you know, we move on and see how we get on at Swindon on Tuesday.
OK, just go through a couple of players. Alfie Kilgore, we've re-signed on a loan through to early April, is it?
Yeah, we got until April the 2nd, and then we'll see how we go. We've got Jack Harris coming back, hopefully soon, from this blood disorder he's got, and obviously Ryan Batten. So we'll see where we are at the end of the month to see what we do. But that was a different test for Alfie today. I think he realised that at half-time, but sort of coped with it first half and sort of, you know, flourished in the second half, I'd say. I thought Josh Bennett had his best game for the club. The winger absolutely murdered us at their place when we lost 3-0, and I thought he was outstanding, especially first half, and kept him quiet. But we were on the front foot the whole game, and it was just a shame we couldn't get that first goal, because I think we would have caused them a few problems had the game opened out and they'd been needed the goal.
And what's the situation with your son Ollie? Is he here for a month or a few games, or how does it work?
No, we've had him on a youth loan, him and Tom Fry, since Christmas. But, you know, I just wanted to use the squad because of next season. The bodies wise being down, he didn't have a game today, so we used Ollie. There's a chance Tom Fry will be with us on Tuesday, and possibly next Saturday, because I don't think they've got a game. So they'll be around the next couple of games at least. But if they have got an under-18s game, more often than not they'll have to go with them. But it's been hard getting players in. You know, we were a little bit unlucky not to get Morford and a couple of others. But, you know, it is what it is for this season. But again, you know, we didn't have anything to play for today, sort of bar pride and setting a standard. And the lads did that today. So encouraging signs. And, you know, when Grosey has the one cleared off the line by the right back and it ends up in the goalkeeper's hands, like when he turns around, that's when you know maybe it isn't your day. Yeah. But we created six or seven good chances today, and that was encouraging.
And hopefully same again Tuesday night at Swindon.
Yeah, different personnel. Couple, I won't tell you who, but there's a couple not available. So keep that under wraps. So we've got to change a couple around a little bit perhaps, and we'll go again.
Okay, thanks very much.
Okay, cheers, Ryan.